Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for a zivik Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, and the refuah shleima Eliyahu ben Sora, and Ilui Nishmas, Malkov Asarav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shleima Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, and Ha'isha Gittel Basarav Eliezer Manoyach. This past Shabbos, we read the Parsha of Gid HaNoshe. I think that in the mitzvah of Gid HaNoshe, as the Chinuch describes the Shoresh, I believe that we could take a lesson which can be very relevant and very beneficial in appreciating and maybe in growing spiritually in so many different ways from the Hanukkah experience. He speaks there about Gid HaNoshe being a remez to Klal Yisrael that no matter how difficult the tzoros are at the hands of the goyim and how much we suffer, we should look at this remez of Yaakov winning out against the Malach, the Tsar of Esav, and from that become inspired that we should have bitochin that Hashem will always bring about and cause to survive the Klal Yisrael. We'll never cease to exist. It's a remez to us to know that no matter how much tzoros we have, we will continue to live on and survive, just as Yaakov Avinu survived the onslaught of the Tsar of Esav, which was, of course, the originator of Amalek. This is a remez to strengthen, to give us that bitochen. But then he continues and says, "Umitoch kach, with this bitochen that we have, that we Klal Yisrael will survive, yamdu be'emunosom be'tzidkosom le'olam. We will remain strong. We will stand tall in our emuna and our tzidkis, our righteousness, forever." Seems a bit disconnected. Because we now have bitochen, because this remez will inspire us with bitochen in Hashem, so now because of that bitochen, we now will stand firm in our emuna and in our tzidkis. What does one thing have to do with the other? I have bitochen through the remez inspired me. Truth is, the pasuk told me, "We'll never be destroyed." But there's a remez to make it more vivid, to make it more, to penetrate better. I see Yaakov Avinu beating the Tsar of Esav, symbolic remez to the future that Klal Yisrael will always survive, despite all of the opposition that we have from the Umas HaOlam. Okay, so now I have that bitochen. But that's going to bring me, because of that, to stand firm in my emunah, meaning all the emunas Yisrael, meaning the Yud Gimel Anima, means the Anechi Hashem Elokecha, the Tariyak Mitzvahs, and Tzidkosom, and all my religious observance, will be affected, impacted by that? What's the pshat? The teretz is poshut. That if a person can connect with Hashem in an emunah, in a bitochin, that we will never cease to exist, Klal Yisrael will always survive, then that will inspire us. That connection, that real, that vivid, that veikus b'Hashem, that bitochem Hashem, even in one narrow, not so narrow, but in one specific issue, that will expand and spread out to all of my religious existence, my entire religious persona, and I will be firm in my emuna and firm in my tzidkis and my shmiras hamitzvahs, all because I have found that one kav, that one line of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the power of bitochen. That bitochen can permeate everything we do and will penetrate to everything we do and change and strengthen and maintain all of our emunah and all of our shmiras hamitzvahs, all because I have that one area with which I connected to Hashem, only in the area, this one area of that Klal Yisrael will survive, that Haftocha that Hashem made. I have a vivid remez, a picture of how it works. The truth of the matter is, we could do the same thing with the Hanukkah list. Now, this is a little bit extending it, but We Hanukkah, we celebrate the survival of Klal Yisrael. The, not the physical survival, but the spiritual survival. The Hashmonaim, if the Hashmonaim had not chased Antiochus and the Yevonim out of Eretz Yisrael and had won the battles, this young group of young family, a mishpocha of Koyanim, then the Ramban says, Ilmole the Hashmonaim, Torah u'mitzvos would have been nishtakach mi'Yisrael. Torah u'mitzvos would have been lost. So, mamish, this is a nest that took place. Torah u'mitzvos survived. And basically, it's a remez that the Havtocha, that Leisi Shochach mi Pizaroi, the Torah will never cease to exist by the Zera Yisrael. Or the Havtocha of the Nofi, Ruchi Asher Alecho, Udvoy Asher Samti Beficho, Lo Yemusha mi Picho, mi Pizarocho, mi Pizero Zaracho, mi Atra Adoilom, that Ruach, and that those words of the Torah will never cease to exist and go from mouth to mouth, generation to generation, from now and forevermore. So we have that Havtocha, and we see in Chanukah that Havtocha was Mekuyim. We see a picture of the Kiyum of that Havtocha. A picture of the Kiyum of that Havtocha. Unbelievable. Rabbi Miyad Me'atim, Tmei Miyad Tohirim. That beautiful picture, that remez of how Klal Yisrael, Torah and Mitzvah survived against all odds. How a small band of brothers were able to chase out this superpower. Klal Yisrael, the Torah and Mitzvah survive, will never be nishtakach by Klal Yisrael. That remez, that picture, can help us to strengthen our bitochen in Hashem, that Torah and Mitzvah will survive, and that can spread and affect the strength and the power and the standing firmness of our emunah and of our tzitzkis, of our emunah in kol emunas Yisrael, and in the shmiras of all the mitzvahs, that can be impacted because on Chanukah we can reconnect with Hashem in a level of bitochon focused on the spiritual survival of Klal Yisrael. And it seems from the Rambam that the Hadlokas HaMenorah actually does that. Because the Rambam says, Ner Chanukah, mitzvah chaviva yimoi. It's a very precious mitzvah. V'tzorech lizoyer bo. Rather, at the end of Hilchos Chanukah, to be careful, the farsim hanes, to be farsim pursuing Nisa, let everyone know the nest of the menorah. Ula hoisif b'sheva chokel v'hoidoy aloi al hanisim she'osalonu, and to be moisif praise of Hashem for the nisim that He did. Which nisim are we moisif praise? Oh, the nisim of the chashmonoim, the nisim of beating Antiochus, the nisim of chasing the Yevonim out, and the Torah and Mitzvah surviving by Klal Yisrael. So the Nes HaMenorah helps us to be moisif b'shevach v'hoidoyo on all the nisim, meaning the nisim, the victory, the battle, which means Torah and Mitzvah were not forgotten, will never be forgotten, weren't forgotten, and will continue not to be forgotten by Klal Yisrael. How that works? It seems that it's very poshut. We're here, we are celebrating today, 2,500 years later, a nes that what? That generation was in fact able to have the kiyum of the Hadlokas HaMenorah in the Beis HaMikdash. If they didn't have any oil, they would have been potter, oynes, rachmona potter, it was an oynes. And if they had tomei oil and the tzibur is tomei, they could have used b'di'evit, the tumatik oil. But they were zeiche to perform one mitzvah l'chatchila b'hidura with the oil that was tor. We're celebrating this 2,500 years later. Why? Because that shows us what happens is how choshev one mitzvah is. And when we have this picture of the chashivus of one mitzvah, we now look at that and say, that reminds us that the survival of Torah and Mitzvah Yisrael was a great feat. What do you mean? Because if we don't appreciate one mitzvah, if we can't appreciate the privilege of performing one mitzvah, then survival of Torah and Yisrael doesn't register with us. It doesn't really mean anything to us. It doesn't do anything for us. But when I appreciate the chashivas of one mitzvah, how much so that the fact they were able to do it lechatchila b'hidura 2,500 years ago, I'm still celebrating today for 8 days noch. Says what that says is, wow. The survival of Torah Mitzvah means something to me. I feel it. I know it. I mean it. I appreciate it. And when that appreciation inspires us to have a greater bitochin in the haftocho of lo yisishochach mi pizaro yed lo yemushe mi picho mi pizarocho mi zeras aracho be'atav adoilom. And we see the survival of Torah mitzvahs, that bitochin that it enhances in our trusting Hashem that Torah mitzvahs will never cease to exist, that bitochin can strengthen us in our emunah, can strengthen us in our tzidkis, in all of our emunahs, and in all of our shmiras hamitzvahs. That means that as we light those Hanukkah licht, and we think about the fact that such nisim took place, that Torah and mitzvahs survive to this very day, then that remez strengthens our trust that Hashem will assure that Torah and mitzvahs will continue to survive, and that can inspire us to strengthen our emunah, to strengthen our shmiras hamitzvahs in every aspect of our religious persona, and can have a massive hashpah on our deepening our appreciation and deepening our dedication and commitment to a life of Torah and mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that as we light the Ner Chanukah starting tomorrow night, that we should feel this appreciation of one mitzvah, and that should lead us to appreciate the nisim that have allowed Torah mitzvahs to survive. That should strengthen our bitochin in Hashem that Torah mitzvahs will always survive, and that should lead us to a strengthened emunah and to a strengthened shmiras hamitzvahs, which will be a benefit to us and our families, to all of Klal Yisrael. A freilich and Chanukah to everyone. Kol Tzvi.